Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I mean, I think the first thing I said a few weeks ago when I popped up on the report was that if I could manage the pain and if I could play well and help the team win, then, you know, I'd keep doing it. And that was what the reports were saying then on my knee. And, you know, things just progressed for the worse, actually, you know, and the pain, the swelling, instability just kind of increased. And, you know, I wasn't able to obviously do a good job on the field. So, you know, we all made a decision to go ahead and get the surgery. And I know it's frustrating, but, you know, those guys in there do a fantastic job. It just got to the point. I mean, you could see on the field and just physically, it just wasn't going to go well.
Did you initially hurt?
I'm not going to get into the specifics or anything.
The next question was going to be, like, what type of injury is it?
I don't think I'm supposed to really get into the specifics medically as well. I think the big thing is I'm just going to, you know, I was given a few options as far as surgeries go, and I chose the one that gives me the best chance to get back on the field and help us win games. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that. It doesn't make it any less frustrating, but, you know, I want to return to the form that I had the first 3 years here. You know, like I was saying, we have one of the best medical staffs in the whole league. I saw some stuff online about, you know, them and questioning them. And, I mean, I don't swear often, but I think it's honestly because they're one of the best in the league. And, I mean, I would trust my own children with them. So, you know, I love those guys. They've done a great job with me. I think, you know, my knee probably would have been a lot worse had I not been in there getting it taken care of by those guys. So, you know, I'm excited to get it fixed. Disappointed in how the season went, but I'm excited to get back to making field goals.
Is your season definitely over, though?
I have no idea.
You mentioned that you picked the surgery that would get you back quickest. So what's the
I don't know. I'm gonna have to talk to the doctors and the staff about it. So I can't give you a timeline or anything like that. But I've never been one to slack on things. Worked my butt off. So, you know, I'm gonna give my all to get back as quick as I can. But as far as the timeline, I have no idea.
So they haven't told you your season's over. Like, that hasn't been, like, the message to you.
No, nobody's told me that. But yeah, my mindset's always to, you know, if I'm dealing with some adversity, just attack it and do what I can with it, you know.
I can remember late, so forgive me if this was asked, but, like, can you explain just the timeline of how things went, though? Because obviously, you know, you said last week you needed the surgery after the season, and how do we get to this point where you need it now?
I don't know when I said it, but it just progressed, you know. It's nothing that anybody did. It's just, you know, sometimes you can't control the body. I was trying to fight through the pain and manage it and the swelling, you know, week in and week out. And even though may have been managing the pain, you know, throughout the week and game days, the instability of my knee, the swelling increased to a point where, you know, it was limiting my ability to do my job at a high level. So, I mean, once again, it's not an excuse for going out and missing field goals. I'm not going to lean on any of that, but, you know, I'm just excited to get it fixed and get back to, you know, the Kirk I was the first 3 years here.
Any part of your regret playing on Sunday and, you know, seeing how it turned out?
I don't really live life with regrets, you know. Disappointed, for sure. I want to do well every time I step on the field, and I feel like I owe that to the fans, the organization, my teammates. Like I said, Sunday I worked my butt off to, you know, week in and week out to make my kicks, and when I don't see them going through, it's frustrating. But I'm excited to get my knee better and get back on track. I think T-Mac said it as well. You know, if they put me on the field, they expect me to make the kicks, whether my leg's hanging off or not. So, you know, that's no excuse, and I should have put it through.
you know Randy? I mean, I assume you don't know Cade because he's just new to the league.
Yeah, I met Cade this offseason. Both great guys, you know, super talented. Played against Randy a bunch of times. He's a great guy. Yeah, I think team's in good hands with either one of them.
I'm sorry if you already answered something like this, but what was like the breaking point to you? Was it the pain? Was it the swelling? Like, what point did you say I have no choice kind of here but to go do this?
I think it was a few weeks ago when we looked into my knee. It was one of those things that, you know, it wasn't gonna. There was my biggest thing was I don't want it to be to get worse. And so we looked at it, and I was, as long as I could manage the pain and the swelling, I was going to try and be successful. I was going to try and, you know, give it a go. I fought through pain my whole career, and I just got to a point where, you know, the swelling was too great. The instability in my knee was not great at all. And I mean, that's the biggest thing for kicking a field goal. You got to have good, solid plant, you know, and stability in your leg. So once that was compromised, I was just trying to fight through it, and got to a point I was like, I'm just hurting the team. So you know, I signed 3-year extension, and my goal is to, you know, get back as soon as I can, but also be great for the next 3 years. So that's my biggest focus, trying to win the team games, help the team win games, and be a great leader in the locker room.
How much was that stability an issue on Sunday?
I'm not gonna get into that, like whether it's bad or not. I mean, I just missed the kicks, you know. The good news is I'm going to get it fixed and get back to making field goals.
How'd you hurt it initially?
I'm not going to answer any of that stuff. I think that's, you know, just it's hurt. So.
Does Miami sound right?
Does Miami sound right?
He's saying when.
I've been hurt for 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah. Whenever the report came out, that's when I was hurt. But yeah, I mean, I was striking the ball well in Miami. I just missed from 55, you know? Block. I could detail every single miss of my career in extreme detail, but nobody wants to hear that. It's just, you got to put them through.
I know it's a different part of the leg, but do they think it has to do with, like, that was the leg you had hurt in the past?
Yeah, right? It's a different.
Do they think I was like sort of like a result of like that leg, maybe, you know, overcompensating, or just like the long term?
No, the area I had surgery on when I was in Carolina, it looks great. Like the surgeon did a great job with it. It looks like it did when he operated on it. So that's good news. But just another area we got to fix. And you know, like I was saying earlier, I picked the surgery that'll get me on the field the quickest. So yeah, I mean, I've got 3 more years left here. You guys will hopefully be asking me great questions here about making kicks and records and all that here soon.
So is it the same guy in Carolina to do the surgery?
My surgery was actually up here in New York last time. So it's the same group of doctors that work with our team. Like I was saying before, they're the best. You know, when I was in Carolina, I flew up here to have it done. And I'm going to have it done here as well and rehab with our guys. I mean, like, I'm not just trying to sugarcoat things. I mean, they're the best. They're the best that we have. And if I was somewhere else, I mean, I'd want a staff like this as well. There's a reason why, like, the NFLPA grades that come from players come out, and our staff has a great, you know, I think it was A-plus grade. If I, you know, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was A-plus. And it's one of those anonymous things. Like, it's not like our name is on it. It's all players from this locker room vote. And, I mean, the guys love them. So say what you want about it, but the guys in this building love our training staff and our doctors.
Is it fair to say, I mean, you said, keep saying you picked the surgery to get back on the field the quickest. Is it fair to say they gave you a window for a timeline, but you just don't want to share it here?
Yeah, 100%.
That, I mean, so you know in your head, you kind of framed it earlier, like, I don't know the timeline. But what you really mean is,
no, I don't know the timeline for sure, okay. But I have an idea.
Okay,
yeah.
No, I got it. But no, you just don't want to share it.
I think some things are just better left not said.
That's fine. So, yeah. I just wanted to clarify that, you know, because people.
I don't know. I have a big range of an idea, but yeah, I don't know.
That's fair.
I mean, obviously, nobody wants to be hurt for a long time, so yeah. I'm gonna bust my butt and get back as fast as I can.
You're fixating on the front end of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things that's helped me last long in this league is because I mean, it's. You know, it's not the first time I've had a game like I did Sunday or a season like this. And I've bounced back and had Pro Bowl years afterwards, made a lot of field goals, hit 30 in a row 2 times or something like that. Like, it happens, you know, and it's how you respond. And I've always chosen to have a good attitude about everything and to look at things positively. And even in a negative situation, I mean, you can choose your attitude and response to things. And You know, I just choose to be positive.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.